Hello and welcome to Book Bag Podcast. Today I'm joined by very special guest, Matthew Tellis.
Hello.
Matthew, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So let's dive into the questions. So I was wondering if you could give us a brief overview as yourself as a writer.
So I like writing what I like to read, which is some sort of like a mixture of action and romance usually. And in the first book I wrote, I didn't really include any of that romance in it. But as I've continued writing, I've got more confident and been able to include and create books that I would like love to read it myself.
Cool. So can you give us a brief synopsis of Never Again?
So this book is about a girl called Katie who is ripped away from her normal life and has to survive in this new unfamiliar environment where she's trained to become an assassin. And all while she's worried about what her family is doing, trying to protect the people that she starts to care about in that place and wondering like what's going to happen with the future.
Cool. How did you come up with the main idea behind Never Again?
It was funny, to be honest, because I was writing a book and I was sort of like just a romance book at first. And after like about 3,000 words, I got really bored of writing it. So I switched over and made it some sort of action book. And I had much more fun writing that. So I continued with that.
Yeah, so along the way, you sort of got an idea for like assassins.
Yeah, like some of my favorite books include some sort of main characters taken away and trained, like some sort of, soldier, assassin, something like this. It's very interesting to me.
So you mentioned a few books in Never Again, Bodyguard for one. Are these some of the books, are these some of your favorite books? And did you need to ask the authors if you could like use their titles in your book?
I actually had to look this up beforehand before I published to make sure that I didn't need to ask the author, but as long as I'm not using any of their content, only using the name of the book, it's fine to use. And yeah, they are one of my favorite series. Like the author, Chris Bradford, also wrote another series called The Young Samurai. And that is like a 10 book series that ended this year. And that's one of my favorite series as well.
Cool. So along those lines, have you read Alex Rider? Because I could see like some parallels between your book and Alex
Rider. Yeah, I read like the first book of that. Yeah. And I like it a lot as well.
Mm-hmm. So what was your particular reason? Was there any particular reason that you decided to make Katie female as a male writer?
I think one of the main reasons was that I was trying, one trap that like I was starting to fall into when trying to write male characters was I would insert myself into their lives, which is very easy to do if you're writing the same gender. But when I was writing from a female's perspective, I had to think about what she would think rather than what I would think. So it allowed me to create a new character instead of using my own experiences and what I would do in a situation, which considering that I'm not in the situation would be very unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. So your book is told through different characters' viewpoints. So this led me on to wonder, was there any characters' viewpoints that you found hard to write from?
Probably Isabella, because one of the things about that was she was in the same environment as the main character, but she reacted completely differently to all the surrounding stimuli, and she was a completely different person. So I had to go back and rewrite certain things because I'd drift off and write as if it was Katie again because it's the same place.
Of course. So martial arts plays a huge part in the book. Did you ever do any martial arts yourself? Maybe you still do?
When I was younger, yeah, I used to do karate. I did it for about 5 to 6 years. So I've always been interested in martial arts, yeah.
Cool. So we already talked about what the inspiration for your book was, but some writers describe themselves as plotters or pantsers. So they make up the story as they go. How would you describe your writing process?
So it's actually changed because I've been experimenting with many different things. So for the first book, I never plotted out anything. Every week I would come back and I would maybe write up some small thing to keep me on track when writing. But then once I finished that book, I wanted to try something different. And I started writing another book where I plotted out the whole book before writing it. So I knew everything was going to happen. And after a while, although that creates like a very cohesive story, it's not as fun as making things up in the middle of doing things, which is why when I started writing my third book, I used a mixture of both. So I plotted some, I kept track of characters and all this, but I also allowed myself to drift off and write whatever I was thinking in that moment as well.
Okay. So what was your driving force behind choosing the route of self-publishing? And was it an easy process?
Yeah, so with self-publishing, I was looking up all these different ways to get published as an author and saw that a lot of them aren't very, like, if you apply to a publishing place, the chances of getting picked up by them and published by them are very small. But I wanted to get this book out there anyway. So I searched up like the only place I knew, which was Amazon, and found that it is very easy to publish a book on your own. Like anyone can do it. It's like very easy. And I definitely recommend if you're looking to publish and you're not sure about sending it to a publisher to look through Amazon to publish a book.
So the artwork on the front cover is amazing. So how did you come up with what design you wanted? And did you design it yourself?
No, I actually used Fiverr to design it, which is pretty funny. But with that, the person who I commissioned to do it, they basically provided you a site where it had a lot of copyright-free images. You look through the site, you'd pick out certain images that you liked, describe how you want them to be combined, and then she would do, to the best of her ability, what you wanted. And you can get like revisions and all this. And after a few, I was able to get the cover that I liked.
Cool. So I see you posted like lots of books on Wattpad. This was one of them that you published on there originally, right?
Yeah.
So what can we expect from you next?
Well, I've already completed the first draft for a next book, which I'm in the middle of editing right now. That's going to probably take about 6 months because there's a lot of editing to do. You have to make sure that everything is right. But that book is definitely going to be published sometime this year.
Okay. Any particular month or day, you reckon?
I'm aiming towards June, July, August, but that could change if maybe I have to rework some parts of the story or something.
So I understand you that you were home educated. How has this helped who you are and like where you are today?
I'd say one of the most helpful things about home education to do with writing my books has been that I was able to, because with home education, I had to be self-disciplined myself. This allowed, like, whenever I'm doing my writing, I can set a goal for myself and I know I'm going to be able to complete it because I have always put this pressure on myself to be able to accomplish what I'm supposed to. So this like experience already that I've had allowed me to create the book much easier than someone who has to get into it after not being home educated and not having to push themselves, having other people be able to push them.
On the topic of Wattpad, you've published many other stories on Wattpad, but why did you choose to do Never Again in print?
It was the book I started writing latest, and it was also the book I was most proud of at the time. So I looked at it And I was like, this is kind of good, because the other ones, I don't know, I feel like they're not as good as the book. Like when I read them, I can tell that it's someone writing them rather than the story being told, which are two different things to me.
And what do you hope readers will gain from your book?
One of the main things that I always emphasized throughout the book was about following your own dreams and creating your own paths. Like you will be affected by outside forces. People will do things you don't want them to do. Things won't go your way all the time, but you can take advantage of those things and create your own path.
And what lesson do you hope readers take away from your book?
Maybe to always be yourself. Even if you don't think that you'll be accepted, even if you don't think all this stuff, if you be yourself, you'll be your happiest version in the end.
And is this something that has affected you in the past?
I would say, yeah. When I first started going to sixth form, I didn't really know what I was supposed to do. And I started acting in a way that I thought I was supposed to act. But after a while, I realized I didn't have to do that. I could just be myself. And all my friends, they didn't care. They were just, as long as I'm me, then they were fine with it.
How do you reckon this book has defined you as a writer? And how do you think it will continue to define you as a writer?
Like a lot of writers, when they start writing their books, and you can see their style from the first book to the second one to the third one, but I don't think that's going to be the same way with me, because the second book that I'm writing, it has some same elements to this first one, but a lot of it's different. The main character is completely different, and I think although this shows that one of my favorite things to do is create some sort of action book, it's not everything when I'm writing. And it's only part of the process.
Will you be experimenting with different genres in your upcoming books?
Yeah, I've got like a lot of different books planned for the future, and I'm keeping up with I'm writing a third book right now. There's going to be a trilogy, and I'm trying a completely different genre, sort of like the book is more like a game. Like a game environment than just action or adventure, which is very interesting because that's something I'm interested in as well.
And do you expect we'll ever get a sequel to Never Again? Because you ended it in a way that there could be.
I think, yeah, because one of the things that I wanted to do was I wanted to write a sequel, but at the time I was looking back at my writing. And I wanted to evolve as a writer before starting on the sequel and before starting on creating anything else, which I think I'm getting there slowly, and hopefully in the future I'll be able to write a second one.
Wow. So can you give us any hints to book two?
I haven't got much yet, but it's going to have the same level of action-packed pace as the first one did, definitely.
Cool. So you mentioned how your writing process has changed. So can you give us a little insight into your writing process and how it changed, and where you start and where you end?
Yeah, so with the first book, when I would sit down to write, before writing, I would write maybe 200 words of planning process for the next two chapters, which is in the next 2,000 words, and then I'd write based on that. With the second book, I took about 2 weeks before I started writing the book to plan it all out, plan like the characters, their traits. I planned every single chapter, and that's how the book went. But with the third book, instead of doing all that, I plotted the characters, their personalities, some of what was going to happen, but I left most of it up to what I wanted to write in that moment, which, although it can, if you're not focusing, it can make the book non-cohesive. It does add a lot of fun to the writing process, which I think is important to create a good book.
And of course, you've got to keep it open to have like plot twists, right? Do you leave it open? Do you surprise yourself?
So, with certain parts of the book, like the first book when I wrote about Isabella and that twist, I didn't know that was going to happen. And it was only in the moment that I decided that that was a good thing to add in, because it was an interesting thing that I thought.
Why not?
Yeah.
So will you be continuing to publish books on Wattpad?
I think less so now. I still write on Wattpad, but I don't publish the chapters that I create much, because I'm too focused on trying to get the books ready to be actually published on Amazon. Because I've seen, like, one thing I've seen, it's not a very common thing, but I've seen some people who get their books published by other people on Amazon and then claim the book as their own. And I don't want that to happen to me. So I'm staying away a bit.
So do you remember the exact time you said to yourself, I want to be a writer?
I don't remember the exact time. And even in the middle of writing the first book, I didn't think I wanted to be a writer. I wanted it to be a hobby. But it was after, sometime after I started looking at different universities, what I wanted to do there. I was looking through all the different courses I could do, and none of them really stuck out to me. And after a while, I realized that the only one that seemed sort of interesting was writing, which is very interesting now.
Yeah, and you did a great job doing it in your book.
Thank you.
It really was good. I really liked it. Five-star rating from me. So keep doing what you're doing, and each time you do, you'll get better.
Yeah.
So are there any questions that you would like me to ask you?
Not really. I think you've had like a very wide selection of questions that you've asked already.
Yeah. So are there any writers that inspired you?
There are a few, like Mary Lou, who wrote this book called Legend. I like that one a lot. Chris Bradford, obviously, who wrote the Bodyguard series. And also this guy called Mark Walden, who wrote the Higher Institution of Villainous Education books, which is like a 7-book series, which was also another inspiration for my book.
And I've actually heard of them also. Would you recommend I read them?
Yeah. Yeah, there's in my top 10 books of all time, because of the way the authors, not only the way the authors describe the characters and their story and their environment, but also how they create the feeling of being in the story, which is very important.
So if you're looking for more books like Never Again, read the 3 Matthew just mentioned.
Yeah.
So did any of your character change as you wrote the book?
Not with this book, no. Most of them stayed how I had intended them to. But when I started writing a second book, I meant to, like, I had the main character and I had her 2 friends, and I meant to write one of them as sort of a more timid person. But as I started writing, she didn't come out as timid at all. She came out as completely different to how I thought she was going to be.
So I guess one of the things that could be a bit tricky is to differentiate your characters. So how do you deal with differentiating your characters and making them different from one another?
So you only see the true character of someone when in a crisis. So I always think of what the character would do, like in a certain, like, I don't know, if they get kidnapped, it's like something like this happens, what would they do in this like harsh situation. And I tried to make every character have some sort of different reaction, which shows that even if they might be similar normally, their true character is a lot different to each other.
Yeah, so were all the characters in your book British, or did you try to like do it differently and like expand?
No, I didn't. When writing this book, I didn't really think too much about the characters and where they're from. But yeah, all of them were British.
And do you expect you'll stick with like British nationalities in the future, or mix it up a bit?
I think I'm going to mix it up, definitely. Yeah, that because that's more interesting rather than having although it's something that I know definitely, the like British culture and stuff, I think mixing it up allows me to research these different cultures and gain more knowledge as well, which is interesting.
So can you give us a little hint as to what we can expect from you in the future?
Well, the next book is basically about a girl who loses her memory, and she finds out that she'd been kidnapped by a cult, and her goal is to take down the cult and regain her memories.
So sort of sci-fi?
It ends up being sort of a fantasy book in the end, but that's like something that's revealed towards the end and only hinted at in the book.
So something that's hard for me is to write fantasy, because when I write fantasy, it usually turns into sci-fi. So how do you differentiate sci-fi and fantasy, or without going off into a different genre completely?
I think that because some genres are so close together, it can be definitely hard to stay apart in genres. But if you focus on the main parts of your book, like it doesn't even matter if you go off into a different genre, as long as you're keeping to what you want to do in the plot and stuff like that. Because realistically, no one really minds what genre your book is if they're going to buy it already. So if you look and like that, there's a lot of books that say you wouldn't really consider like traditional fantasy or traditional sci-fi, but they do well anyway because the authors have created a good story surrounding it.
So what are some other questions? So did you ever imagine yourself like writing a book, or was it sort of out of the blue that you wrote a book?
It was like out of the blue. I remember one time I was in the middle of London, and I was reading a book on Wattpad, and I didn't really like the book. So I was like, I could write a better book than that. And I started writing. I wrote like 3,000 words that day, and I realized this might be actually something that I can do then.
So was it always Amazon you were aiming towards?
I didn't really have any idea of what I wanted to do until I looked up and saw on like that Amazon was one of the most popular places to self-publish books. I was looking for basically any place that I could actually get my book published without having to go through a publisher, because I wasn't confident that, of course, like these publishers have like 2-4% chance of getting through. And that 2-4% is probably people who are already associated with the organization. So it's very hard to get through them. So I was hoping to find some place where I could just publish the book, and Amazon was the most convenient.
So will the rest of your books continue to be self-published, or now that you've got one, you expect people will want more from you and you can go through an official publishing house?
I think I'll continue self-publishing, at least for just now. It's a lot easier. There's a lot less stress on me, and I don't have to change my book to conform with that publishing place's standards as well. I can write what I want.
So How did you decide what element to add into your book?
I don't really know. It just, every time I'd write something like or plan something, it would just be an idea that I'd had in that moment, or I'd use plot points from other books that I've read, either knowingly or without me even knowing, and include them.
So how often do you write, and do you write a lot each day? Do you have a certain like point you want to get to, like 7,000 words, and then each day you write 7,000 words, or how does it work for you?
I do a lot less than that. I write once a week and I write 2,000 words that day. So it's very doable for anyone to do. And that means, so the average book length for the novels that I write and novels that I look to read is like between 70 and 90,000 words. So that means in between like what, 35 and 45 weeks, if you write 2,000 words a week, you've completed a book, which is really good.
So how long did it take you to complete Never Again?
With Never Again, it was before I decided that the best way to do it was write 2,000 words. So I was only writing 1,000 words. So this book took around a year and a half to complete the writing. And then overall, it took about 2 years to complete the writing and then the editing afterwards.
So 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So do you expect your more recent books will be the same length as Never Again, or longer, shorter?
I think either the same length or longer, because I don't think that you can, with like less than 70,000 words, it becomes sort of more of a short story than a novel. And I want to write novels, and short stories are something that, yes, I want to write, but I'm focused on the novels right now.
So have you ever considered the option of like anthology, like writing a short story with a collection of other perhaps self-published writers?
Yeah, one of the things that I want to do, I would like to do that with other people as well. But one of the things that I also want to do is do that myself, because I've written a few short stories in the past. And if I clean them up, edit them a bit, and then maybe write a few more, I could create a collection or like 100,000 word book of some short stories that I've written previously.
So you would be the editor of the collection?
I could be that, but I could also add like my own writing as well.
Of course. I've read a few good anthologies recently, so it'd be cool to be yours.
Yeah.
So are there any writers who you'd want in an anthology?
None that I would be able to get in one. But as long as it's someone who I know has, or is like, not even like amazing at writing, but is good at writing, creates like a nice story, as long as they can do that, then I wouldn't mind anyone.
Yeah, so do you have any like writing friends or anyone who inspired you through the process of Never Again?
My granddad, although he's like dead, he used to write in Ghana. He published a few books, like they're very contemporary, hard to read books, but they also like show the creative process that he went through as well. And also the people at university, because I'm doing creative and professional writing, all of them are also interested in a lot of writing. So sometimes we like run our stories through each other to see if the other likes it or if it's not good enough and stuff like that.
And what was the best feedback you got?
I think one of the things that I kept doing, I would use too many filler words, like using that or like words like that. And using too many words that don't have any meaning on the story definitely takes away from the story, takes away from the overall feeling, and can draw the reader out of the book because it's too much.
So on that topic, what are your tips for aspiring writers who may be listening to this podcast?
Just write. That was one of the hardest things that I had to get myself to do. But when I started putting the words on the page, it started becoming easier and easier until I actually enjoyed the process as well, which the starting is definitely the hardest part of the whole thing. But once you start, it does get easier.
Of course. I haven't written in a long time just because I guess I'm just like scared of what like could happen.
Yeah.
So what's your advice for like overcoming fear in the writing world?
So one thing, when writing my books, I didn't want to read anyone else's books because I thought that they would be so much better than my own, that I would be like way overshadowed and that I would want to delete my book and start again. But after a while, I just read like a page of a book, like one page, to like try and get over this. And each new day I'd read like a page, 2 pages, 3 pages, and I started reading the whole books again and realized that maybe I wasn't as far behind these people as I thought. So just confronting these issues, which is really hard to do, and trying to like head on, go in, just without thinking even, is probably the best thing for me. But I don't know if it probably is the best thing for everyone, but for some people it's definitely going to be harder than for others.
Was there any particular research you did for Never Again? Did you have to go places, get outside, try certain foods, travel to parts of the world, etc.?
No, I had to do some research online, but not in person, luckily. The online research was at one point when the characters were traveling from, from France to England. And I had to do some research on what that area looked like, what the times that the people would move like across the ferry were and stuff like that, which I wouldn't have known otherwise.
Cool. So I guess I just want to ask you a few last questions. So, like, this is unlikely, but were there any like professional writers like you showed your book to, or were there any famous faces who actually read your book when it went on Wattpad?
I don't think so. The closest I got was there was a published writer who one of my family friends knew, and she got me into contact with her, and I like consulted her basically about her writing process and how I was supposed to publish the book, what the best way to write is and stuff like that, which helped me a lot.
Did she give you any good advice?
It was what she said that was refreshing, because she said that with her planning process, she didn't really plan the books much. She just wrote, which I didn't even know that that was something that people did, like professional writers. I thought if you're a professional writer, then you have to plan, you have to do all this before the book. But learning that people did it in different ways was really refreshing and helpful.
And you said you plan out your books. So does planning help you in any way? And how would you recommend like young writers start off, planning or just writing?
When you start off, definitely just writing, because planning, it can take up a lot of your time. And then when you start writing it, maybe you realize that this story isn't as good as you thought. But if you start writing it straight away, it gives you a better idea of how the story actually is, how if it's good, if it's bad, much quicker than when you're planning it out.
Cool. So was there any particular scene that was your favorite to write?
Maybe the one scene where she confronted that rich guy about getting his plane. I don't know. I like seeing like people that are too arrogant getting torn down. So writing that and looking through that scene was really fun.
And has living in London affected the way you write or the way you envision other places, other cities, perhaps?
I think, yeah, it's unavoidable because I've lived here for so long that you can't really imagine anything else apart from this place, which is why obviously I'm going to be sticking with mostly writing the areas about like London and all these places, because those are places that I know definitely. Like these other authors, they'll write about where they grew up, where they lived for a while. And because I've only lived in like two different places, there's not very much variety unless I do my own research on these places, which I am looking to do in the future. But right now it's much easier and much safer, so I don't make a mistake on something, what it looks like, where it is, to do it about London.
I think I'll ask two more questions before we end up ending this. So do you have like a dream book, like a book you've always wanted to write but haven't got the chance to yet?
There is this one book that I've been thinking about for about 2 to 3 years. It's basically about a boy who he goes through all the emotions of the seven deadly sins. So you can think like the wraith or all this stuff. He goes through all those emotions and then he dies. And then after like 2 or 3 years, he wakes up again. And what he finds out is he has to go through all those emotions again to gain enough power to kill the people who killed his parents.
Wow.
Kind of a revenge fantasy story, yeah.
So a murder mystery?
Or more of a revenge fantasy story, yeah.
So where do you get your ideas from, and do you have any advice for where young people can get their ideas from?
Reading books, because even though I haven't, like, I've never purposefully stolen anything or taken anything from another author, because I've read so many different books, the small ideas will be like taken, mixed together in my mind, and I won't even know I got them from another author, but I'll put it in my book and it'll be different, definitely, but it will be inspired by like, say, one author, even though I don't know. So because I've read so many books, that can happen a lot, which adds to my book, definitely.
Well, thanks so much for doing this. It's been a pleasure to have you. Is there anything you want to add quickly before we wrap up?
No.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading some of your other books. Yes.
Thank you.
Do you have a website that people can find you on?
No, I only have my Amazon profile.
Yeah, and social medias?
I have a Facebook, which is just my name. And that's it.
Yeah, cool. Maybe we can speak again when some of your other books come out.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, it was excellent meeting you.
Yeah,
enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye.